This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Social Security Administration says benefits are going to go up 2% next year to account for inflation. It's technically known as the COLA, cost of living adjustment. It affects about 66 million Social Security recipients. This is the first time cost of living benefits have risen more than a microscopic smidge in a couple of 3 years. But as decent as 2% might seem on its face, that rate does leave a lot to be desired for seniors on fixed incomes, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
People aged 65 and older who rely heavily on Social Security have had a pretty rough time of it recently. Interest rates are low, so returns on savings have been dismal. Inflation has been pretty muted, which is good for folks on a fixed income, but some prices have been rising faster than others, says Greg McBride at Bankrate.com.
For seniors that are putting out a lot of their expenses towards things like healthcare, their personal rate of inflation is going to be much higher.
Seniors like Charlie Lester. He's 80, a retired government worker living in Southern California.
The cost of rent, health insurance, groceries, prescription medicines, and not much else exceed my Social Security and pension.
He's tapping his savings, but that'll run out in 5 years, and his doctor says he could live 10 or more.
I've had 3 unexpected illnesses, and each one of those involves substantial expenses.
The annual cost of living adjustment for Social Security is based on the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers, not retirees. Kent Smetters at the Wharton School says healthcare hits older Americans with a budgetary double whammy.
Elderly people spend more money on healthcare, and healthcare expenses rise generally faster than the average CPI.
And Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research says medical advances may actually be making matters worse.
We have a new drug that costs much more than the drug that we might have used previously.
And the annual Consumer Price Index doesn't capture that kind of cost increase well at all. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.